This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء صدق الله العظيم. We first begin by praising Almighty Allah, which is equivalent to His greatness. And we send salutations and durood upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I also like to acknowledge Maulana and Mufti Abdul Qadir, Mufti Sufyan, and all the asatiza and the students of Madrasa Fatima al-Zahra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant progress to the Madrasa. And Allah Ta'ala accept from everyone, from the asatiza, from the teachers, and from the students. And may Allah make the madrasa and the students grow from strength to strength, inshallah, Aziz. I hope I'll be able to, and you're able to make, you understand my talk. I'm not sure whether every one of you understand English. You understand English? Inshallah, Aziz. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Among the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creation of heavens and earth and creating people in and creating different languages and colors. Different languages and different colors is not a point of superiority, but it is the ayat of Allah Ta'ala. Although Allah Ta'ala also says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ. Allah has sent the Rasul to speak to the people according to the language. So maybe Maulana Nazir spoke in Portuguese and everyone was laughing. We couldn't understand the joke, but I'm sure you understood him. Anyway, I'm going to keep my nasihat brief. And I'm going to keep my advice very brief. It is an occasion of the Khatam of Bukhari. Subhanallah. And today we normally at the time of the Khatam of Bukhari, a person is regarded to be an alim, fazil. He has completed his studies. I like to tell the students, we never ever complete our studies with the completion of Bukhari or with a formal completion of our course. Utlubu al-ilm min al-mahdi ila al-lahab. We will continue learning till the day we die. A person came to visit Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. And Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi asked him a question. Should you stand after you pelt the jamarat? So he said yes, he said he's wrong. He said no, he said he's wrong. There is a detail with regard to it. Certain times you stand, you can make dua, certain times it's not recommended to stand. So the person said, I was not amazed by his question. I was amazed that on his deathbed he was thinking about ilm. He was speaking about the masala on deen. He said, I went out of the room, I heard the family members crying. Imam Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi has passed away. Till the last point of his life, he was teaching people ulum. So the one lesson I give people is that your studies doesn't get complete by your Bukhari today. We have to continue studying till the day we die, especially with the challenges we find ourselves in. Brothers, two things I want to make mention of. The privilege, the reward of an alim, and the responsibility of an alim. The reward of an alim is very great. Al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya. The ulama are the heirs of the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. The anbiya alayhimus salam did not leave wealth. they left ilm. And whoever takes ilm, he has taken from the inheritance of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The rank of the ulama, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The one who knows, the one who has ilm, he is not equal to the one who doesn't have ilm. The one who has ilm is greater than the one who doesn't have ulum in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. That is the reward. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم. Allah in the Quran gives mention of His evidence of Allah. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم. Allah gives evidence. The Malaika gives evidence. And the ulul ilm, the people of knowledge, give evidence. Allah makes the testimony, the shahadat of the alim together with the shahadat of Allah and the malaika. This is an alim. Our ulama tell us that the alim is like the flag of a country. Everyone respects the flag of a country. You go in government circles, you go in a government function, when the flag is raised, everyone stands out of respect. I heard Mawlana Ihtisham al-Thani say that the alims are like the flag of Allah and the flag of deen. Whoever respects an alim, he's respecting Allah. No one respects an alim because his name is Nazir or Ibrahim or Idris or Abdul Qadir. You don't respect him because of his name. You respect him because of his ilm. You respect him because of his knowledge. And because you respect him because of his knowledge, and his knowledge is the knowledge of Allah, you are respecting Allah when you respect an alim. And even if you have difference of opinion amongst ulama, so be it. There's always been difference of opinion amongst ulama. You follow the one whom you got trust in or you respect. And the one whom you have confidence in. But you respect the one even if you have an alim who has a different view. So you respect the one alim whom you are following. And the one who's got a different view, you still respect him. Even if you follow this alim whom you are following. This is the way we are supposed to have. This is the way we respect the ulama. You know, we ulama have always had respect for one another. Someone asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, who believed that when you bleed, you must make wuzu. When you bleed, you must make wuzu. That is the view of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh and other ulama. But there are other ulama who believe that when your blood comes out, your wuzu doesn't break. So someone asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, when you read namaz behind someone who bleeds and he reads namaz and he believes the wuzu doesn't break. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi said, are you telling me I must not read namaz behind Imam Malik? Are you telling me I must not read namaz behind Imam Malik, who had the view that bleeding doesn't break the wuzu? So this is how we follow one imam, but we respect everyone. We follow the imam or the alim that we are supposed to, whom we have confidence in, but we respect everyone. And this is very, the ulama has spent great amount of time throughout history to preserve deen. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, the Spirit of Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, used to spend much of his time at night making mutala. So one day his daughters have a lot of love for the father. So they said, oh my father, why are you studying? Everyone is sleeping. The whole world is sleeping, you are studying. So Imam Muhammad gave such an amazing reply. He said, oh my daughter, people are sleeping, they are comfortable, because they know the ulama have taken the responsibility of preserving deen. Therefore they are sleeping. If we are going to sleep, who's going to preserve deen? They are sleeping because we are preserving deen. It is known among Imam Mabsut of Sarasi. He was imprisoned in a well. In a well. The leader of the time put him in the well. And from the well, he told the people, and he used to speak from the bottom of the well. and mabsoot. We make a joke with regard to it, but we have to respect one another because they are the symbols of me. And part of the meet the challenge of the time. That is the responsibility. This is the reward. This is the responsibility. And part of the Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The ulama are those who fear Allah. So they got a reward, but they also got a great responsibility. Throughout history, ulama were the ones who tackled the challenge and the fitna of the time. Let me give you one example. And it's a beautiful example. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, he fought against the Mu'tazilites. The Mu'tazilites had the power of the throne. Mu'tasim Billah, he supported the Mu'tazilites. Mu'tazilites were the modernists of today. So the Mu'tazilites had one view that the Quran is created. It's a very technical term, I won't go into the details. And it comes from Allah, but the makhluk had put it into place. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi took a view that if this particular view becomes prevalent and it becomes that Quran is makhluk, one day the sanctity and respect and the azmat and the respect we have for the Quran will be lost. So Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi went to Mu'tasim Billah and he said, Quran غير makhluk is not created, it is a speech of Allah Ta'ala. And because of that, they had great amount of debates, and then they put him in prison. When they put him in prison, the next day, Mu'tasim fell back, he called Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Imam, how did your night go? He said, my night went very well. I got up at night, I read my tahajjud, and then I saw the Quran was in one corner, the Quran died. The Quran died. So Mu'tasim said, how do you say that the Quran died? How did the Quran die? So he said, you say the Quran is makhluk, and every makhluk has to die. You say the Quran has been created, and every created thing has died, is going to die. So Mu'tasim realized that he is hitting at him who believes that Quran makhluk. So then he told one person, he said, who is going to punish Imam Ahmad? So one person said, I'll give him 10 lashes. 10 lashes will perhaps kill him. So he took a lash, took a whip, and he started lashing Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in front of the Khalifa. So much so that the flesh came out of his body. Flesh came out of his body. And one lash, Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, Allah Ta'ala forgive you. The second lash, whatever comes upon us comes from Almighty Allah. The third lash, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was about to faint. One person from Mu'tasim came to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and whispered in his ears, O Imam, even if it's just for the sake of the Khalifa, just say once that Quran is makhluk, I will save you from the punishment and the torture of the Khalifa. So do you know what Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal told him? He said, go and tell your Khalifa. Say once, Quran is a kalam and the speech of Allah, غير مخلوق. I will save him from Allah's punishment. Say one time, go and tell him. So in this way, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi understood the challenge of the time and he stood and he prevented the fitna. Thereafterwards, Mu'tasim afterwards came to realize his error and he forgave Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and he changed his view. And then afterwards, he and his next Khalifa, Wathiq Billah, used to show great amount of respect to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. They used to bring him in the court, they used to bring him in the palace, they used to give him food. Imam Ahmad never used to eat the food. And then Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal used to say, listen to this. He say the test of the favors and the great gifts the Khalifa was giving me, that test was greater than the punishment I received from the previous Khalifa. The test I got from getting favors and gifts, that test was greater than the punishment and the torture I used to receive. So throughout history, so Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, in his time the philosophers were dominant. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi not only wrote against them, He took the arguments from the philosophers and broke the arguments. And he wrote the Hafatul Falasafa, the incoherence of the philosophers. He broke the back of the philosophers. In the time of the Mughal Empire, Akbar made that all deens are same like what we have today, Abrahamic Accords, all deens are the same. Mujaddid al-Faisali rahmatullahi alayhi was tortured. And he said, no, inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Now the question I have for you is, what is the challenge of the time? The alim must know the challenge of the time, otherwise he's not an alim. Man lam ya'rif ahla zamani fa huwa jahil. He who does not know the understanding of the people of the time, he is a jahil. It is a responsibility of the alim to know what is the fitna of the time. And how is he going to know? He must be able to speak to people. He must be able to know people. He must be able to work with people. Today, this particular situation, the alim is sitting on top, doesn't know what the people are thinking. No. We all know that there is great amount of reward for memorizing 40 ahadith. Right? We all know the reward. Right? Therefore, so many people have written arba'in. But when you talk about arba'in, which arba'in comes to your mind? Which arba'in comes to your mind? Imam Nawawi. I have heard scholars and I've read the reason why Imam Nawawi's arba'in is the most popular, because Imam Nawawi was a man of the people. Imam Nawawi used to sit and talk to the people. Therefore, his arba'in is most popular. Now you have to know what is the fitna of the time. Yes, there are many fitnas. There is LGBTQ fitna. Today, to me, one of the greatest fitna is people don't have talab for deen. They don't regard religion as important. So if it is there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. That is why our tabligh brothers, may Allah Ta'ala reward them, they say that we are all making effort on 2%. Many times they need to do everything. But they say the 98% people who don't have talab. Today, one of the greatest responsibility for an alim is to create talab for deen. Because people have become in ghaflat. And do you know what is ghaflat? Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adall. People who don't have recognition of Allah, they are worse than animals. Wala takunu kal ladina nasullaha fa ansahum anfusahum. Allah warns us about ghaflat. Do not be like one who forgets Allah. Allah will forget you on the day of Qiyamah. So my dear respected brothers, I'm just giving you some of these aspects to realize that Allah has given you a maqam. Allah has given you a status. Allah made mention of the status, but together with that status, you have to also fulfill the responsibility. This week, Friday, I spoke on a topic, and I just want to show you how we need to be on the pulse of our community. We all know we are feeling so hurt about what's happening in Gaza. Everyone knows. We are feeling hurt, we are feeling weak, we are feeling helpless. Nowadays, you can't even see the clips that come. Our own brothers and sisters have been killed, our children have been killed. It is not something that is new. Allah Ta'ala makes mention with regard to Fir'aun. Fir'aun, what did he say? Uqtulu abna alladhina amanu ma'ahu. Go and kill the children. Fir'aun said, go and kill the children. Today the Fir'auns of the time are killing the children. They're doing the same thing that Fir'aun did. Fir'aun said, inna hadani lasahirani yuridani an yukhrijakuma. These two, Musa and Harun, they want to take us away from our land. Ya Allah, the same thing they are telling. They stole the land, and what they say? Musa and Harun want to take us away from our land. They stole the land today, and they say that Palestinians want to take away our land. The same thing Fir'aun did. So what is happening today is the same thing that Fir'aun did. And I can give you so many examples from the Quran that what is happening today is the same thing that Fir'aun did. But now, the people are feeling despondent. What do we tell them? So yesterday I told the people, I said, see, remember, to be on haq doesn't mean you gain victory in this world. No. Who said that to be on haq you gain victory always? Then I said, in Uhud, Nabi Karim S.A.W. was a Nabi of Allah, but he suffered a defeat. What did Allah Ta'ala tell the people then? Many things. وَلَا تَحِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَعَنْتُمْ وَالْعَلُونَ. Don't lose heart, don't be despondent, Allah will make you victorious. Now we have to give people hope. And Allah has given hope after Wuhan. Allah Ta'ala says, "Iyamsastum karhun." If you have any particular wound, they also suffer wounds. Then Allah Ta'ala says, yes, you must look at yourself. Qultum anna hadha qul huwa min indi anfusikum. You know, why did it happen? Introspect. Look at yourself. وَلَقَدْ عَفَا اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah has forgiven you. So many different, beautiful ways of giving people, you know, courage at a time when they need it. That's the responsibility of the alim. And one point I will make, and maybe I'll just conclude with this. You see, we tell people, never ever lose hope about your religion. Never think that your religion is weak. Or you have doubts about your religion because of what is happening in Gaza. And I quoted this verse. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولٌ أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ آقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَدُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْعًا. سبحان الله. One day when we were studying tafsir, our ustad told us, when was this ayat revealed? We all barjasta, we said it was revealed after Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Then ustad said, how can it come after? How can wahi come after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away? Then we realized. But look at this ayat. I want you all to just think about this. Allah is telling us, even if Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, we all know in Uhud when he came, inna Muhammadan qad mat. Everyone became for a while disheartened. Allah is telling us, even if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is killed in a battle, even if it didn't happen, but even if, are you going to turn against religion? Are you going to become despondent with religion? Are you going to forsake religion? So, even this, so many thousand people dying in Gaza is nothing compared to the killing of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the killing of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't make you despondent, then the killing of our brothers and sisters in Gaza won't make us despondent and will not make us forsake our religion. Understand the point that even if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dead, you will not forsake religion. So now is the alim's task. When I came out, three people said, Maulana, we had so much questions, and your bayan cleared those questions. So my dear respected, you know, you are going into a stage which Allah Ta'ala has given you a great reward, but with that reward comes a great, great responsibility. May Allah make it such that Allah give you the reward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you fulfill the responsibility. And one way of fulfilling the responsibility, keep ta'alluq with your ustads. Keep relationship with pious people, because in that, there is great amount of safety for us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَلِيْكُمُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
MashaAllah, Jazakumullah khair, Maulana. Agar wo umidan Maulana Abdul Rashid, Al Fazil, Umbe, inshallah, we go to